All right, we have what I consider another exciting presentation today. I don't know any other than a tax person who could be excited about some of these topics, but this topic is one that I've struggled with for I don't want to tell you how many years. But Tim and Tom are going to come up and tell us, what are we going to do when you have a prior year, it's already been reported, and maybe you're new to the organization, you come in and you find something's wrong, right? Two years ago, the return was filed, and it was filed wrong, and now you find out that this error was made, and what will you do with that information? How will you, if there's something that you need to do to fix this problem? And I'm really anxious to hear what both of you have to say. So let me introduce our final speakers. And did we save the best for last, right? And so to my immediate Greenaway, did I pronounce that right, Tom? Tom is with KPMG in their controversy and dispute resolution services area. Prior to joining KPMG, he was Office of Chief Counsel, did a lot of frequent writing. A list of some of his publications are in the bio, and you can read those. And then Tim McCormally, yes, a very extensive resume here. Executive Director of the Tax Executives Institute, large organization, and he's been started out his career actually as a law firm. After being a TEI, he went on to work at KPMG for a number of years, and for the last just a little over 2 years, he's joined the IRS. And for one, I'm glad to see the IRS bring in experienced practitioners, and so I'm very anxious to hear what both of you have to say about this topic. So I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedules. I know you're both busy people, and so we appreciate you coming out to help us understand this topic. So,
well, thank you, Joe, and it's great to be winding up the group here, and especially great to be following that last panel. Obviously, a very active conversation, and I think, Tim, we'd be happy to continue the conversation with the audience, right? At least I would. Tim and I, you should know, Tim and I have done this presentation in many different iterations before, so I think we're more than happy to take questions as we go. It's always best when we have an interactive conversation with the group.
Yeah, let me begin with a caveat that a lot of government employees begin their speech, which was, I'm here on my own behalf and not representing officially the Internal Revenue Service. The other thing I want to say is that to the extent you say, oh, I was hoping you would tell me whether I would ever have a problem with the Office of Professional Responsibility, the answer is no. If you're in this room, you're not going to have a problem with this. I mean, quite candidly, one of the things that has surprised me that since I joined is that the good news is about 95% of the cases we receive, we dismiss. Now, you can't look at something you don't know about, so we ask people, if you will, to over-allege, make referrals about things. You have a disgruntled client, you have an unhappy revenue agent. They come in and we look at a lot of different things. So if you haven't looked at this fabulous 44-page document, Circular 230, those were the official IRS rules. They are irrelevant to our discussion today. Because if you're an accountant or an attorney, you're already subject to a code of conduct and to standards that are very similar to the ones in here. I mean, I can throw out, oh, it's the diligence standard under 1022 or the competence standard under 1035. But we're going to talk more at a practical level, a pragmatic level, what I would say. It's much better to be smart than to be good. I say a lot of times that my job at the Office of Professional Responsibility is to make determinations on whether or not Tim is having a bad day, in which case he's not going to be sanctioned, he's not going to have his ability to practice taken away from him, from Tim being a bad person, at which point we want to remove him from the marketplace, not just because he's a bad person, but because he's harming his clients and he's harming the FISC. And those are the things. But that's kind of a philosophical argument that we don't really need to have here, because if you're in the room, here at the end, you probably need the ethics credit. Nothing the matter with that. I give about 50 presentations a year, and I know they're not here. I mean, they might be here for Tom's good looks, but certainly not my good looks. And so we're going to talk some practical things that you need to be thinking about. as we go through some examples that are particularly pertinent to the areas of tax law that you specialize in.